Today's date is September 30th, 2009. I am John Erling, and I'm here with this gentleman, if you'll say your full name.
My name is Ray Ackerman. Full name is Raymond B. Ackerman, but I just dropped Amand in the B.
Date of birth and your age here today.
I was born on August 7th, 1922, so I just turned 87 last month.
Where are we today?
We are in Oklahoma City.
In the Ackerman home, as a matter of fact. Where were you born?
I was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Is that where you grew up?
I grew up there. I lived there for 20 years before I went into the United States Navy.
Your grandparents, their names?
My grandparent on my mother's side was Catherine Graysinger. I never knew my grandfather on that side. She was single when I met her. On my dad's side, Carl Ackerman from Bavaria, Germany. His wife, my grandmother, they came over here when Bismarck was uniting Germany. They lived in Bavaria and didn't like the Prussian army, so they migrated to the United States.
So then your parents?
My dad was born in Wheeling, West Virginia. My mother was born in Monongahela City, PA. They married in 1918.
You had brothers and sisters?
I had one brother, Carl Ackerman, 5 years younger than me, who spent a career in the State Department. I had two sisters, Mary Frances, who was 2 years older. She had quite a career as the advanced publicist for the Ice Capades for many years. And my other sister was Kit Winkler, married to Bill Winkler.
Your education, you did your elementary and middle school and high school in Pennsylvania?
Yes, I went to Assumption Catholic School in Bellevue High School, graduated in 1940. I worked at Mellon National Bank for a couple of years and studied accounting at night school because my dad was an accountant and I didn't know what else to do, so that sounded like a good idea. After I moved on here, I got my degree at Oklahoma City University at night while working for the Daily Oklahoman.
Let's go back. You had a traumatic experience, I think, when you were about 11 years old.
I fell down on my way home from school one day and cut my knee. Like a kid will do, I wrapped my handkerchief around it to keep the blood from getting on my knickers. And I got the knee infected. I was streptococcus infection. And I was literally in bed for almost 5 months, either at home or in the hospital. There was no penicillin, there was no sulfa in those days. And the way they cured an infection like that was boiling it out of you with tubes running through your leg to take off the pus. So I had three different operations which left 11 scars on that left leg, up toward the hip and right at the knee and down at the ankle. Finally got all under control. When I took an exam to get into the Navy, the doctors could not believe that that leg was normal. They had me do everything but climb the walls. And then I was living in Pittsburgh, and the Navy team for naval aviation came over from Philadelphia once a month. And the team that came over and examined me the first time wouldn't pass me because of that leg. But the team that came over the next time verified that it was okay.
It was in high school that you kind of began your military career, if we can say that. You were in the Citizens Military Training Corps?
That was after high school. That was a program called CMTC, Citizens Military Training Corps, which was the equivalent to ROTC as far as getting a commission went. If you went for 4 summers, you got a reserve commission. And I went for the summer of 1940 because the literature said swimming, boating, and recreation at beautiful Fort Meade, Maryland. And it wasn't that way at all. I learned to slog through the mud, keeping my rifle out of it, and learned to shoot, and a few other things. But the experience made me decide if, when the war started, I wanted to get in the Navy.